Welcome to the Deep Dive. So today we're digging into a bunch of material about CyberX Networks. They're a cybersecurity company that seems to be doing some interesting things.
Yeah, that's right. We've got sources outlining what they offer, their whole approach to security and what makes them stand out.
Okay, right. So let's get into this. The mission here is to really understand what CyberX Networks is bringing to the cybersecurity world, what their sort of unique angle is, and maybe more broadly, what their model tells us about where modern cybersecurity services are heading.
Okay. And looking through this stuff, a few core ideas jump out straight away. They really pitch themselves as offering smart, innovative, but also user-friendly solutions.
Right. User-friendly is always good. And it looks like AI and machine learning tech are pretty central to what they're doing. Seems to be a common thread.
Oh, definitely. It pops up again and again. And what they really stress, in the materials, that they're not just like reselling other people's stuff. They talk a lot about their deep in-house expertise and actually building their own software, their own solutions.
So building it themselves, that feels like a pretty big differentiator, I guess, in what's a very crowded market.
Absolutely. And their stated goal, their focus, is helping organizations secure their digital future, against all the threats out there.
Makes sense. All right, so how are they actually doing that? The sources seem to break down their offerings into, well, a few main buckets.
Yeah, you've got the sort of foundational stuff, right? Cyber defense systems, so think firewalls, intrusion detection, that kind of proactive defense.
The essentials. Got it. Then they also seem to tackle the human side of things, security awareness programs. They mentioned phishing simulation specifically.
Exactly. And then there's the more offensive side, maybe AI vulnerability assessment and penetration testing. Using AI there is interesting.
Yeah, definitely. And then there are the more like expert-led services, IT governance, forensic services, covering strategy, but also incident response.
Right. And one more big one, which is crucial today, third-party risk management. So looking at the risk coming from, your vendors, your partners.
Okay, that paints the big picture. Now let's maybe dive into some of the specifics, the actual solutions mentioned, because that's where we'll probably see that AI and in-house development come through.
Good idea. So one that stands out is their Maestro SoC in a box.
SoC in a box. Security Operations Center, right? They call it autonomous. And it's got a built-in firewall, layer two. That sounds quite low level, potentially very granular.
Exactly, a layer two dynamic firewall. And the core of it, according to what we've read, is that AI and machine learning engine. It's supposed to monitor, analyze, detect, and this is key, respond to threats in real time.
That automatic response part.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge. Real time is everything when things go bad. Okay, what else? There's something called Secure Workspace, SWS.
Yeah, this one's positioned as like a revolution for remote work security.
So it's not just software install. It's described as an ultra secure operating environment on a USB stick. You actually boot from it.
Yeah, boots right from the stick. And the idea is because it runs entirely in system memory, it creates this really isolated space, much smaller attack surface than just running on your normal computer OS.
That's a really different way of thinking about remote access security. Goes beyond just a VPN or endpoint agent, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah.
Okay, shifting gears back to that human element, the phishing training platform.
Right, they mentioned that. Autonomous security awareness training. So it combines the fake phishing emails with like instant training if you click.
That's the idea. And again, powered by their own AI engine. The sources claim, and this is quite a claim, it runs fully unattended from day one. Zero monitoring, zero maintenance needed.
Zero. Wow, that's ambitious. What does that kind of claim suggest about how they see security operations evolving?
Well, it strongly suggests they believe a lot of these maybe more routine security tasks can be almost completely handed off to AI, freeing up the human analysts for trickier stuff.
Okay.
And you see that same kind of ambition with another tool, CyberX Scoreboard or Score B.
Score B. Okay. Described as a tool for network vulnerability assessment.
Right. But again, with that AI twist, it uses an AI engine to autonomously run penetration tests and security assessments.
Wow.
And just like the phishing platform, the sources say, fully unattended from day one, zero maintenance. So automating tasks that usually need really skilled and often expensive human testers.
Yeah, that's a significant push. Automating areas that have always been very people heavy. Okay, but they also have more traditional stuff, right? Like the ESG firewall.
They do. Yeah, this one's presented as a professional hardened Linux firewall.
Based on CentOS Linux, uses Netfilter, which is, pretty standard, robust stuff in the Linux world. They say it's secure, easy to use, lots of features.
And interestingly, they mentioned there's a free version with the main firewall and VPN parts fully working. Offering a free tier like that, it's a common way to get people in the door, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Good strategy, perhaps. Okay, last one on the specific product list. Third-party risk management, TPRM.
Yeah, and this tackles that really thorny issue of risk coming from outside your own walls. Your supply chain, your partners. Could be data breaches via a vendor or disruptions if their security fails.
Right. It's not just about your own perimeter anymore. So the sources say this solution gives you like tools and intelligence to handle that. It helps with compliance too.
Exactly. Tools, intelligence, insights to mitigate those external risks and keep up with regulations. It really underlines how broad cybersecurity concerns have become.
Definitely. Okay. Stepping back a bit, the sources also detail their IT governance and expert services. These sound more human-driven.
Yes, these are definitely human-led services, focused on providing that strategic leadership, specialized skills that maybe a company doesn't have in-house.
Right. And they offer these as a service models, like IT manager as a service, DPO as a service.
Yeah.
That's data protection officer, right? Crucial for GDPR and things.
Mm-hmm. And VCISO, virtual chief information security officer. Mm-hmm. So getting that high-level CISO strategy without the cost of a full-time exec hire.
Yeah, that makes sense. So these services kind of plug the gaps for organizations, give them strategic direction, help with compliance, even if they don't have a big internal team.
That seems to be the idea. And then they also list sort of project-based work, too. Security awareness trainings, vulnerability assessments, pen tests, digital forensics for when things go wrong, and data recovery.
So that's a pretty comprehensive suite. You've got proactive stuff, strategy, and then the reactive incident response. It really shows that blend, doesn't it? Automated tools and essential human expertise.
It does. The sources also touch on their focus on innovation and reach. They mention a CyberX Innovation Center.
Yeah, described as a place bringing together, well, everyone, industry folks, customers, partners, even freelancers, apparently, to work together on tough cyber problems. Sounds like their way of trying to stay ahead, maybe. Foster new ideas?
Could be. And they present their solutions as being scalable, flexible, usable globally across different industries.
They specifically name healthcare, financial services, legal and HR, and technology. Suggest they believe their stuff is adaptable, you know, to different rules and needs.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, there's a strong emphasis in the material on support and after sales.
Which is critical in security. 24/7 support. If your firewall goes down at 3 a.m., you need someone to call, right?
Absolutely non-negotiable. And they include a testimonial quote here from a CEO, Mark Andreopoulos. It says something like, outstanding service, support was super responsive, solved my issue fast, highly recommend. You know, direct customer feedback like that carries weight.
It does. And they also talk about unmatched after-sales support, specifically mentioning free real-time monitoring. Using their own Remen system for anything bought through certified channels.
Yeah, that free continuous monitoring after the sale, that's a definite value add. Gives ongoing peace of mind, maybe catches problems earlier.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. We've seen this mix from CyberX Networks, in-house AI and ML driving automation, some unique hardware like that SWS stick, a whole range of expert human services, the focus on governance, third-party risk. It's a, well, a multi-pronged attack on the problem.
It really seems like it. They appear to be tackling the modern security challenge by automating what can be automated with AI, providing novel fixes for specific issues like remote work, and then backing it all up with that necessary human expertise for strategy, compliance, and dealing with complex incidents.
Right. So thinking about all this,
yeah,
what does this deep dive into CyberX Networks maybe tell you, the listener, about where cybersecurity is right now? I mean, we see this heavy investment in proprietary AI for autonomous tools running alongside traditional and even as a service, human experts.
Mm-hmm.
It really highlights this dual trend in the industry, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Pushing for automation, but also needing that high level human guidance to navigate the complexity of the skills gap.
Yeah, exactly. Consider that combination, fully unattended scanning tools sitting next to virtual CISO services. You have to wonder, does the rise of all this AI automation change the type of human expertise that's most valuable? Maybe shifting it more towards, you know, strategic oversight, complex threat hunting, incident command, rather than just watching alerts scroll by. What's that ideal balance going to look like in the future? Something to think about.